CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Protesters gathered in Tel Aviv tonight calling for a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will be no ceasefire unless hostages are released. He addressed his nation tonight.
Many in the world demanded that we not enter the Gaza Strip. We entered. They pressed us that we did not enter Gaza City. We entered. They warned us not to enter Shifa, even though Shifa served as a major terror base for Hamas.
Meanwhile, President Biden's rejected the mounting calls for a ceasefire, saying in an op-ed published in today's Washington Post that it would not achieve peace because it would allow Hamas to regroup and continue its attacks. Mr. Biden called for Israel to respect humanitarian law and minimize the loss of civilian life. You ready for the big Thanksgiving feast? Well, it seems everything is more expensive right now. CBS's Christine Lazar with some good news.
Making Thanksgiving dinner could be cheaper this year, largely thanks to lower turkey prices. The American Farm Bureau Federation says a basic feast for 10, including a 16-pound turkey, sweet potatoes, and pumpkin pie, will cost just over $61. That's down 4.5% from last year.
And if you're already in your stretchy pants on the way to your holiday destination, expect a lot of traffic on the road and in the sky. AAA projects more than 55 million people will travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. A second unsuccessful launch of a SpaceX rocket. Its test flight failed this morning. Space consultant Bill Harwood says it's self-destructed a few minutes after takeoff.
This second time around, the engines appeared to work normally, as did the stage separation system. Both of those were major objectives. But the first stage broke up shortly after separation, and the second stage apparently blew itself up shortly before or just after reaching space.
A collision between a Chicago commuter train and snow removal equipment on the track Thursday morning was caused by an algorithm design problem. NTSB's Jennifer Homedy.
They should have had 2,745 feet to stop that train, not 1,780 feet.
Boston Bruins' Milan Lucic is taking an indefinite leave of absence from the team after he reportedly was arrested following a domestic incident early this morning in Boston. In a statement, the Bruins said they're aware of the situation and the organization takes these matters very seriously. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Hi. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is...
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Welcome to hour number 3 of Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Awesome food, great beer, and live music. Get the full details right now at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's kick the 8 o'clock hour off with a double dip of Dana Perry. This is brand new stuff. Actually, originally a imaginary watermelon song. Now it's a Dana Perry song. Ultimate Creator on Max Inc. Radio.
Your skin, far beyond your blood and bones and cells. Is there anybody there within? Have you ever wondered what's behind the scenes? I am the savior to my devil. I am the dark stuffed to the brim with light. I am the nothing that contains all my somethings. A survivor of a war I started. Cause the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We've got enough.
I'll cocoon myself into a death-like sleep and awaken when I'm ready to soar. There's the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We better know not everything is as it seems. Don't wanna live for anything anymore, just gonna let it be. Cause the masquerade is overrated, I'm the ultimate creator coming out. Gotta know not everything is as it seems. Don't wanna look for anything anymore, just gonna let it be. Cause the masquerade is overrated, I'm the ultimate creator coming out. And the masquerade is overrated, I'm the ultimate creator coming out. Thank you.
Maxine Cohn, Civic Media, we are local music, kicking off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Dana Perry. Everything is moving. That's off her new album, Ultimate Creator, off that same album.
That is such a good song, Jimmy.
I'm so mad at myself right now. I had a note somewhere that Dana Perry has a show coming up, which she does. I think it's at the Up North Bar, but I don't know what date it is.
I'm looking it up, Jimmy.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Hold on 1 second here. Okay, there we go. Yeah. I want to go. I think it's next week. I think it's next week sometime on the 22nd rocker.
Jimmy, you're testing my mouse skill speeds.
Must go faster. All right. Well, anyway, Dana Perry, look her up on, she's on Bandcamp. She's on Facebook. She would appreciate you buying her last album. And shout out to them, what they do at the Gargo Coffee Shop here in Madison. It's pretty amazing the type of shows they put on at Gargo Coffee.
November 21st, Jimmy. 21st. 6 p.m. with Blythe Gamble.
That's right.
At the Up North Bar. So you at least got the bar right.
I was right on the bar. One day off. I would have been late. I hate it when I'm late to shows. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr is off tonight. Jeff Clark from Green Bud Delivery Service is here
green,
as well.
Green Delivery Service.
Green Jimmy. Delivery Service. Why do I want to add buds to that? I'm sorry,
well,
Jeff.
You know, it's only natural.
Makes sense to me.
Let's talk about the buds real quick. Let's talk about the buds at Green Delivery Service and the quality of the buds and the flower that you're delivering.
All right, yeah. Well, sort of the whole point of the business was that I wanted to make a specialty boutique delivery service. I'm a cannabis connoisseur of 20 plus years myself, and as my friends say, I'm a bit of a snob. So I only carry super high grade flower. We get it from a wholesaler from California. And yeah, it's super nice. We've got two varieties. One is Tropicana and the other current strain is Lemon Cherry Gelato. And we'll be updating that. So, you know, check back, check the website, place an order today. I'll swing by. We're open until 11:30 tonight.
Three words, Lemon Cherry Gelato.
That sounds delicious. I'm hungry now.
It's quite tasty. I'm not going to lie.
We'll have to step out back and take a little testing there. Last week, you know, the snob part definitely came out because you actually have a specific type of lighter that you like to use.
Yeah.
You sell too.
Yeah. I only use the classic Bic lighters.
The classic Bic.
I only use the raw black rolling papers. They're different than the regular raws. Raws are great. Zigzags are great. I've tried 100 plus varieties of rolling papers over the years. And these raw blacks are just like super fine. And it's almost like you're not smoking paper at all. It's amazing.
It's all natural.
Yeah. It's very smooth and it's a hemp paper. So it burns real nice. And
so you can order those. You can order a pre-roll.
You can order pre-rolls from the website. Something special too that is kind of something, I don't know, it kind of makes us stand out in my opinion. Is we've got really good products, but we've got good prices too. So like you're going to get an eighth for like $40 or $45. A pre-roll is $8. And like Jimmy said earlier, the lighters, if you go down to the gas station, you're going to pay $3 for a lighter. You can go to my website and get it for $2 and I'll deliver it to you.
Same and it's thing. A classic pick.
with exactly. A pre-roll.
It's not one of those lighters that will just explode in your hand after use.
It's not one of the weird Ace lighters, one of the Clipper lighters that doesn't light every time. This is the old reliable.
I mean, I love the whole idea that you're just like, emergency, wherever you are, like just quick go to the website, delivery.
Exactly. You could be hanging out with your buddies like... What, say it's 10:30, 11 o'clock tonight, and you guys are out drinking, you go back to your place, maybe you want a quick pre-roll, I'll stop by, you know? It could be on a whim. If I found out about this service, I would use it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I know Rocker's used it, I think, right?
Well, we don't use Jimmy.
Oh, that's right. We're good
good people, and we love you, Jeff.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me. And I appreciate the opportunity tonight to work with y'all. So
not all heroes wear capes. Just go to your Google machine, type in Green Delivery Service, make your order, get it delivered right to your door. It's a beautiful thing. If you like the marijuanas.
And it's in Wisconsin, believe it or not, locally. Folks. It's 100% legal. It's legit. And we've got it here in Wisconsin, believe it or not. It's amazing.
We got a great hour of programming coming up for you. Mike Gamal is here from Joey's Song. We're going to talk about that here in a couple of minutes. Plus, Amelia Ford is in studio. She's live in the lair tonight. Let's do some Jenna Jane right now. We invoked her name earlier, so it's only proper we play one of her songs. Crazy on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
6 months and 14 days still burns me up. I'm thinking of ways to get back at you for the hell you gave. Never thought you'd take it that far. I guess that's just the kind of girl you are.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
flooded the airways with that talk in those TVs. All through my head they fly past me, with a line to the satellite, then back to the ground. And anywhere I roam, I'm sure to be found. And it seems like sometimes it's just what I need to stabinate. We've all been carried away. Just chill, everybody. Wait for that sound. Someday you'll be found. Show me a perfect world and how it's supposed to be. All I'll do is just try to see. Show me a true love and I know we'll all stay kind. These dreams keep running round and round in my mind. And it seems like sometimes it's just what I need to. It's blinding me. Don't you forget what you've seen. Just chill, everybody. Take a look around. Someday you'll be found. That won't go away. And I got my reasons, man, I'll never change. You know it's getting harder and harder each day. Talking those TVs, all through my head they fly past me, with a line to the satellite, then back to the ground. And anywhere I roam, I'm sure to be found. And it seems like sometimes it's just what I need till it's blinding me. Don't you forget what you've seen. Just chill, everybody. Take a look around. Someday you'll be found. Oh, someday we'll be found.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new Old Soul Society right there. The song is called Someday. I think the new album, I think Eric is releasing a new album soon, or Old Soul Society is coming out with a new EP or something like that. That's the first single. Look forward to that. Some Sam Lyons, I've heard of that. That's the new one. Washco. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Terry Barr is off tonight. Live in the Lair with Amelia Ford is coming up at 9 o'clock. And Mike is here from Joey's Song. We'll have a chat with him. Rocker, I got a funny story. I went to a restaurant last night to have dinner down in Fitchburg. I'm house-sitting, so I had to grab something on the go. I wanted some Indian food, so I went to this place, sat down, had a good dinner, but there's this dude sitting across the room from me that I swore to God it was Todd Aubaugh from Civic Media.
Right.
And I'm looking at him, I'm like questioning myself. All right, well, he's wearing a flannel, I guess the hair kind of, the eyes, the dark glasses. I swear to God, that's Todd. I'm like staring at him. Then he like looked over and we locked eyes for like 2 seconds. And so I panicked, you know, because he caught me looking at him and I had to say something. I was like, are you Todd? He's like, no. And he just looked away and going. I've only met Todd a couple of times. I swear to God, it was a twin of Todd Aubaugh at this restaurant last night.
That's like when you go and you get into a car and you go to put your key in the ignition. You're like, wait a minute. This isn't my car.
I've done that. That's the worst feeling.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be careful doing that these days. I'm just a space case. Anyway, Todd Aubaugh, check out his show here on Civic Media weekdays. Noon to 2?
I think, yeah, noon to 2.
Great show. Love Todd Aubaugh. All right, coming up, live in the Lair, we're going to talk Joey's Song here in a couple of minutes. How about some brand new music right now from Candace Griffin? It's called A Lesson in Keeping Quiet. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
stumble with leaps of faith. They haven't brought me very far, that goes without saying. But if you don't mind my saying, I like it when you talk to me with your voice real low. I like it even more when you don't even notice I'm singing.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Jackie Ernst.
Forever my liar, we were walking on a thin wire. Trapped in your undertow, how did I let you take control?
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text the Civic Media app. And Rocker, if you don't have that app in your phone, what are you doing? Get it right now.
If you don't have the app, you can't text us.
That's right. CivicMedia.us.
Jimmy, join Grammy Award winners and Rock and Roll Hall of Famers for an epic battle of bands at Joey's Song Benefit on January 6, 2024 at the Sylvie Theater in Madison. Members from the Bangles, Belly, Cheap Trick, Garbage, Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more to create a one-of-a-kind performance. Comedian Charlie Behrens, he does that show, The Cripecast, right here on Civic Media. He's going to make a special appearance as well. Here to tell us all about Joey, the event, and the mission is founder Mike Gamal and director of is Mike Gamal. Mike.
I'm all of those things, right?
Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Mike. Thanks.
He's wearing like 9 hats right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's getting colder out there, right. And all the heat escapes through the top.
Exactly.
As well as my good thoughts.
It's great to see you again.
Thanks, man.
Now, for our listeners who may not know about Joey's Song, tell us the backstory. Who is Joey, and why have you created this event in his name?
Sure, Rocker. So, Joey was my son. Joe passed away in 2010, just shy of his 5th birthday. He suffered from a particularly heinous form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. So, we as a family wanted to do something to help what we still say in Joey's Song, the next family, right? Because there's families getting that diagnosis today of Dravet's, right? And so if we can help bring some hope, because we fund mostly research is where we direct our dollars. That's what we use it to do, so we can get those smart people in the lab coats to, you know, mix the test tubes together and finally have that eureka moment and just stop the carnage that's going on from this awful disease. So that's the impetus behind it. The reason we do music is, back in my misspent youth, I worked at Headliners and Church Key down here on State Street. And
the Church Key.
Yeah, man, I tell you. And some of the names that we're going to talk about a little bit later ran through those joints back in the day.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of, I didn't stay in the music business. I went on to do other things. But when it came time to look for a way to raise some money, music seemed like a way to do it. And it's led to what Joey's Song is today.
Wow. Now, we already asked that, so I'm going to say Joey Song comes to Sylvie Theater in Madison on January 6th, and proceeds of the benefit concert go to Cure Epilepsy along with Wisconsin Badger Camp.
Yep.
Tell us about the mission to help these organizations.
Yep. So
what they do.
Yep. So as I mentioned, my focus is research, or our family's focus. There's lots of other ways you can help families that are battling all sorts of diseases, right? There's awareness, there's patient services, there's those types of things. There's tons of great organizations that do that, the Epilepsy Foundation and lots of great organizations. But Cure Epilepsy, as its name says, is out there to find cures. So they focus on research. And so through them, we funnel our money through them, and they fund the Joseph Gamal, which was Joey's full name, research grant. And they find the right people that can do that.
I see.
Wisconsin Badger Camp is a camp up north that does summer camps for kids with special needs that can't go to regular camp. And because Joe would have been one of those kids as he was growing up, he was nonverbal and would have always needed help. That would have been a service he could have done. So we're trying to support the infrastructure and the needs of families, you know, like ours, if Joe had lived, the services we would have needed, and help the families today.
Wow, that is so cool.
Such a great story, for sure. Mike Gamal here from Joey's Song, and Joey's Song is happening real soon. Tell us about this show. We got Grammy Award winner Rock and Roll Hall of Famers coming in playing this. Yep. It's always fun, but it seems like the show gets better year after year after year.
It does. And one of the reasons, I'll try not to sprain my elbow patting myself on the back.
No, go ahead. We got the first aid kit back there.
Some vapor rub or something I can put on it. Part of the reason it tends to grow like that is because everybody keeps coming back, right? There's all of the artists from last year when we sold out the Sylvie are coming back. Plus, we've added Big Star, and we've added the Bangles, and we've added Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. And so it kind of grows because I don't know how to say no.
Right.
Yeah. Right? You get these people that have won Grammy Awards and top 10 hits. They say, yeah, I'd like to come back next. I'm not going to tell Dave Perner he can't come back, right? I'm not going to tell Butch Vig he can't come back. Right. I'm not going to tell these people that because I want them to come back. It's what creates these moments.
And that's actually really satisfying. Another reason why you can hurt your arm patting yourself in the back. These big names, they want to play this event.
Well, and just to give them all a shout out, and they all come and play for free. So I need to point that out. These artists, most of them are coming from out of town, so they're giving me 4 days. They all come in on Thursday. We rehearse all day Friday. That's a new thing for us, actually rehearsing. all day on Friday. We do the gig on Saturday, and then they go home on Sunday, and they get, you know, 2 beers and a ham sandwich from me, right? So that's even more satisfying. The fact that they want to do this, they recommend this to their friends, their musical cohorts. And then they come to Madison in January from their nice warm home in L.A. or wherever they're from. And they come back here and have to put on a coat and socks for the first time.
That's amazing. Do you at least put mustard or mayonnaise on the sandwich?
It's a special order.
Okay, good. Charlie Behrens, he's part of the show this year.
He is.
And I'm a big Charlie Behrens fan. I watch his podcast. I'm super happy that he's on Civic Media on Saturdays at noon. How did you hook Charlie Behrens?
Well, that's going to be, we don't have time for it. It's going to turn into a TED talk if I do that. But a friend of a friend basically introduced me to Charlie. And as you can probably guess, every charity in the state of Wisconsin asks Charlie to come.
He's popular.
I get emails saying, hey, can you hook me up with Charlie? Because our, you know, Tuesday night bridge club is looking to raise money. I think what we're doing really hit Charlie. Because of a child-related cause. Mm. Plus, Charlie is a frustrated rocker, and he's going to get a chance to exercise those muscles on January 6th. I'm giving you a little sneak preview on it. But I think that also appealed, and that is part of it, is that these guys, in some of the promotional videos, I say a lot of these people know of each other, but they don't know each other. So this chance to come together and jam, networking. And we haven't even talked about the format, right? They're playing each other's songs. It's mostly covers and old songs because you've got such a diverse group. So you'll have, like last year at the benefit, at the end of the Soul Asylum set, they did Take the Skinheads Bowling, for all you Camper Van Beethoven fans out there, with Perner on vocals and Butch on drums and Chris Collingwood from Fountains of Wayne on guitar and Tanya Donnelly from Belly and Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo on backing vocals. Yeah. You know, you get these magical once-in-a-lifetime moments. That's never going to happen again, where all those people are going to be on stage doing that. And so that's, I think, fun for them, too. They get to do that. And they don't get, you know, not that there's anything wrong with being a rock star, but you kind of go out and you do the same set every night to be able to kind of go out there without a net on a tightrope. I think there's some appeal to that to these guys, too.
And really have some raw fun.
Oh, yeah. The outtakes are as good as the real show.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it's got to be a blast backstage. Yeah. Well, there are general admission seats, but you also have a VIP area where fans can meet and greet with performers. There's special food, drink options. Tell us about the VIP treatment. I mean, will I get to take a selfie with Butch Vig?
Yeah, you will.
You know, will the Bengals sign my chest?
I'll
never shower again, Jimmy.
Rocker, that one I can't confirm, man. I do. We have not set up the signing limitations, but yes, there's an hour-long meet and greet with all of the performers an hour before the show that goes with the VIP. So if you've always wanted to ask Butch Vig how he got that sound on Nevermind, or you know, all those questions, or Rick Nielsen, you know, what it was like playing Budokan all those years ago. Yes, that's a chance to do it. So we have that, and then there's a special section on the second floor of the Sylvie just for the VIPs, and we'll have food and drinks and everything like that. But I'm no fool. While the food and drink is great, everybody just wants to meet these guys.
I had the privilege and the honor of having a selfie with Butch Vig at the Mamas back in 2019 or 2018.
Oh, yeah. I had him gargle some rocker vodka. That was a lot of fun.
I have one other quick story to tell you. I don't know where we are on time, but with Rick coming this year, last year, Miles, his son, and Dax, his son, played the benefit, and Miles brought the amp from Budokan, the one that Rick had used at Budokan.
Oh, wow.
People, all these famous musicians are taking their picture, you know, by the amp. I don't know what they're going to do this year when
Selfies with the amp.
When Rick's actually attached to the amp.
Oh, wow.
You know, so
you have to hire a little extra security.
Yeah, you know, I mean, literally, these people with Grammy Awards are, you know, trying to get the angle just right to get a picture with an amp. So even inanimate objects are popular at Joey's Song. So
Joey's Song is a fundraiser, but if we can make it January 6th at the Sylvie, is there still a way to donate to your cause and find out more information online?
Absolutely, Rocker. At joeysong.org, we have all the information on the event. If you don't want to even read the information, there's a big button in the upper corner that says bid, buy, or donate. That's all you got to do, because we've also got an auction that has guitars from Sheryl Crow and REM, and I'm going to forget all of them. We've got about 15 different guitars.
Nice.
Just today we got Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses of donating a bass, signed bass. So that button will allow you to get tickets, to make a donation, to bid on the auction. You don't have to be at the event to bid on the auction. And there's also going to be a web stream. So if you can't make it to Madison that night, you can still watch the show as well. So
give that link one more time.
Yep, joeysong.org. There's two S's in the middle of that. Joeysandsong.org.
Joeysong.org. The benefit show is January 6th at the Sylvie here in Madison. Mike, it's great to see you again. It's been a year. This hopefully is not another year before we see each other again.
Let's hope not. Let's see. I can learn how to drink my Diet Coke without getting it in my eye, too. But yes, I appreciate you guys taking the time. It's good to see you all again, and I hope Madison turns out for this.
Thanks, Mike.
You know, Rockford is part of Wisconsin.
I heard
just
that.
Across the border.
I'm saying that right now. I said it with Mono and Stereo, a great band from Rockford. I'll say it for Cheap Trick, too. Surrender on Max Inc. Radio.
Just the other day, I heard of a soldier's falling off. Some Indonesian junk that's going. You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You keep on saying you're making changes, but I'm getting tired of waiting around. I see your mouth moving, but that's all you're doing. Don't see many reasons to stay in this house. So you do. Working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy.
Kaylin Cole, I'm Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. All right, live in the lair with Amelia Ford is coming up in just a couple of minutes. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and ask her a question. Say hi. How you doing? Right now is Michael Alexander and Big Whiskey. The song is 4 a.m. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Inside, a place I can't run, a place I can't hide with. Call me on the telephone once again tonight. Cause it's 4 a.m. and I'm drunk again, and I wait for your call. I call instead. What a horrible idea. I wish I would have gone to bed. Yes, the more I drink, the wiser I get, and the wiser I get, the more I bet. The most to me, I started slipping away. Well, and you do the dishes and you prep all song, and I come along with some radio song. Sail away, baby, take a ride and sail away with all things. I'm sailing away.
chance. Get down, my gal. Get down for me. Get down, my gal. Shake bones and move your feet. Get down, my gal. Get yourself out on the floor. Get down, my gal, for me. Get down, my gal. Get down for me. Get down, my gal. Shake bones and move your feet. Get down, my gal. Get yourself out on the floor.
Simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The Washington Post is just...